Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now. Juggling right on reading. Bringing duggers where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating up your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucking now we spin the shit. Bringing duggers where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating up your dick. Twisted in sadistic motherfucking now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correction. My shit's raw, no protection. This KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, walls for the days.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Didn't see this girl, I saw her kiss. Cause horror, horror's losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through rainstorms, flashing colors, dropping something. Turn up on me, doing nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit. Wicked reasons, open faces, how the fuck we be living, yeah, it's obsolete, man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit from a jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all folks be faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Chains on style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Circle the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawing no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing darkness where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisting in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing darkness where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies thinking of your dick. Twisting in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Whoop, yo, good motherfuckers. Welcome to Juggalo Ride with your host, Avid Cole's Ghetto G. You'll be joining us very shortly. Since we ain't got nobody yet, yo, here we go with your favorite Martian, Tiggle Bittes.
It was the first day back to school, cutting up a class, acting like a tool. Friends are rolling in, we started talking about the summer. DJ saw Twilight.
Bummer.
I spoke up and I asked my friends, are there any new girls, 9 to 10? Hoping a few hotties that moved from other cities, and in walked a girl with big old bitties.
Woo!
I can't believe my eyes, in a contest they'd win first prize, double D guarantee. I was checking the size, it's like two beach balls in a shirt disguise. For Earth and Mars, having some fun, wait, I take that back, it's like two of the sun. But at this point I let my mind run and drifted off thinking about them big old bitties. Ha!
Tig O Bitty.
Mount Fuji brought its twin.
Tig O Bitty.
Two felons in a shirt.
Tig O Bitty.
I put books in my lap.
Tig O Bitty.
Head bobbing as she walked.
Tig O Bitty.
Oh my god!
Tig O Bitty.
With test tubes, couldn't take my eyes off the new girl's chest. Boo! Wasn't paying attention, got busted, had to serve detention. In biology, we talked about the bees, the best kind of bees.
Boobies.
I can't believe my mind. I hold a poker face to wear two of a kind. With each step of rest getting redefined, I'm making my move, I'm thinking it's time.
Oh,
I'm gonna ask her to prom, and in my head she responds,
"You're the bomb."
Feeling nervous, so I count to three.
I like your boobs, go to prom with me?
Ha! Tig O Bitty.
King Kong boobs.
Tig O Bitty.
Great tracks to land.
Tig O Bitty.
Like my ball.
Tig O Bitty.
Real big.
Tig O Bitty.
Oh my god.
Tig O Bitty.
dress, so I'm getting ready. Stain on my shirt, mom's spaghetti. I pick her up and I'm pretty sure that she let me motorboat like. I try to grab a beer once we get to school. She said,
no touching, that's the rule.
Principal walks up on the scene.
It's time to announce prom king and queen. Your favorite Martian and tick old bitty. Congratulations to you both on winning.
Time slowed down and she jumped for joy. Then out of her dress jumped something more. Tissues flew and rain from the sky. Oh my god, you stuffed your shirt. Your favorite Martian in a world of hurt. Oh, fake old biddies. Wow.
Fake old biddies.
She's breaking my heart with.
Fake old biddies.
She's crushing my dreams with.
Fake old biddies.
I can't believe it.
Fake old biddies.
You really suck.
Fake old biddies.
I can't believe you would do that.
Fake old biddies.
Why would you do that? Wait, you just trying to get everyone's attention? Those aren't boobs. They're lies. Lies, I tell you. But, you know, it's down to make out if you want to come back with me. You know what? Never mind.
Alright, y'all, up next, Renegade, Deep Inside.
You're now listening to Dance to the Bang Out Production.
Seems like every day is something, but it all amounts to nothing. Bluffing, rushing, pissed off, cussing. Any rapper wanna step, I'll take a pledge and dust them, bust them, bang them all up like percussion, leave them all gushing, in the discussion, mosh to my words and give a fucking concussion, I must be mushing or drinking like a Russian, so sick that I'm fussing from chopping and busting, your soul I'm encrusting and musking and busting, you're lusting and blushing while my presence is crushing, lyrically revived, you can feel your system flushing, the discharge is disgusting, I never seen a scene so obscene, it's mean, I take a note from Sheen and then I lace the green, I smoke, I rap, just like a machine, something out of a dream. It's part of a get rich scheme. While you faggot sipping Chardonnay, I'll be patting Jim Beam. I'm about the coldest rapper, catch him in my canteen. Put a smile on my face while I drink up his spleen. And then I'll sever your heart by raping your queen. Show him who's boss, bitch, I'm the king. It's time to take flight, I'm like a beast with wings. See how I rap, it's kinda how a siren sings. Jaws drop, no talk, everyone is listening. So I let the rifle ring from the north with a zing. And I hit him in the bling, jackpot, ching ching. Lone wolf, no team, my words there and sting like verbal kerosene. Flame shooting bigger than a careless fiend. You must be scared to see, you ain't shit compared to me. I'm what you'll never dare to be. See, I possess a set of skills, my best in the galaxy. A fallacy, actually I'm a fact of reality. Spitting immortality, a lyrical fatality. Leaving demons screaming, God, get this rapper out of me. Though so bro, still angelic is my flattery. I'm charging like a battery, but chilling like a Saturday. Sitting higher than a letter, they lips bucking like a shoddy. So you can call it scatter spray, the proof is in the pudding. Can't you tell I'm going bad today? I'm radioactive, yo, I'll burn up like a gamma ray. And never's what I never say, I'll never ever stray. The underground is where I stay. Murdering motherfuckers and ripping my bong all day. Slashing on suckers and getting those dicks from always. 24-7, 365 always. See, I live a wicked life, you're just in a dark phase. I make the night look light when I bring the darkest days. Reversing time with my rhyme, when I park a steady flame, I should be put to death. I'm so ungodly insane, but it's not my fault. I only have one brain and I'm only one main. Just trying to maintain my whole goddamn life. People said I was a lame, but circumstances change. It's strange, I leave them slain in vain. When I drain the veins, no shame up on my game. There's nothing left to obtain. I feed off of the pain and pray my life is sustained. Cause you only live after death if someone remembers your names. Now a fucking heaven, I can handle the shame. See, people like me are the cause of the blame. I started out with nothing and got everything to gain. Bet I'm ready for the road and more than ready for the rain. My Patronus is a line defined, you can't tame. The rhymes I'm supplying are flying higher than planes. I've been harvesting fruit while you've been harvesting grain. I've been harvesting hearts of little rappers like Wayne. Spitting doper than dope, like I pack my gums with cocaine. Other empties aging quick and they need in the rogue. Ain't take the old asses out with my impeccable rogue. And leave them bloodied and broken. Slice the head off a hater for the words they have spoken. I'm chopping them open till my clothing is soaking. Cause the wrath of a titan is the force you provoke. And the only way to come to peace is many hours a token. A repetitive motion of the sticky purple green life form that I'm smoking.
Check it out. You know what? Since John Crazy Clown here, just for the fuck of things, let's play a little ICP. Chop, chop, slide.
Uh-oh. And here we go. Yeah. That's Mikey Clark. And we're the Insane Clown Posse. And this here is the Chop Chop Slide. If you heard something similar to this, fuck that, cause we the shit. Juggalos, what's our signal?
Whoop whoop.
That's right. Now what we're gonna do is clap four times quickly and bust the signal.
Whoop whoop. Whoop whoop.
Yeah. Not bad, not bad. But let's do it again. Some of y'all were a little slow on that clapping. Let's try it again. Here we go now.
Whoop whoop. Whoop whoop.
Not bad, not bad. But some of y'all just need to loosen up. Just loosen up. I know everybody has their own little dance they like to do. Their own little personal get jiggy moves. We're gonna bust it right now. Get loose, y'all.
Get loose.
Looking good, Juggalos. But some of y'all still got rigor mortis. We need to loosen on up. We're gonna get jiggy in your own kind of way. Come on. Aw, yeah. But you know, it wouldn't be a Juggalo party if somebody didn't get shot. Now right about now, I want you to picture you have 2 9mm, one in each hand. And here's what you're gonna do, Juggalos. You're gonna take those guns, right? Put them in the air and bust, 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 bust. Put them in the air and bust, 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 bust. Oh, yeah. Now, right about now, your neck is red. That's right. We all got a red neck. And we're sipping that moonshine right about now. Everybody's a redneck, and we're all do-si-doing, spinning around. Here we go. Shoot that redneck. Bust, 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 bust. Okay. Now clap four times and bust the signal.
Whoop, whoop.
Again.
Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop.
All right, y'all. B-boy stance. Cross your arms. Fold your arms. Cause we the shit. We the shit. We the shit. What are we?
We the shit. We the shit. We the shit.
Cross your arms. We
the shit, we the shit, we the shit.
That's right, we the shit. But we ain't too cool to get loose. Hell nah. Juggalos, do your thing. Now pull your hatchets out, Juggalos. Pull your hatchets and put them in the air. Cause it's time for somebody to die in this bitch. Come on, chop, 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 chop. Swing, swing. And then shoot that bitch. Uh-oh, send in the rednecks, all of them, spinning round and round.
Round and round we go, round and around we go.
Round and round.
Round and round we go, round and around we go.
Now murder! All right, pull your hatchets out. Chop, 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 chop. Swing, 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 swing.
Now murder!
Swing, 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 swing. Uh-oh. Here come the po-po, too much murder. And when they get here, they're gonna find out that we the shit. Come on, cause we the shit, we the shit, we the shit. What are we?
We the shit, we the shit, we the shit.
Cross your arms, we the shit, we the shit, we the shit. What are we?
We the shit, we the shit, we the shit.
Yeah, and you know Juggalos ain't never afraid to cuss. Open the windows and let it out. Come on, here we go.
Fuck shit, pussy ass, motherfucking damn bitch, bitch, damn motherfucking ass, pussy shit, fuck.
Yeah, but the only thing was some of y'all sounded a little scared to cuss. So let's do it again, twice as loud, and be proud.
Fuck shit, pussy ass, motherfucking damn bitch, bitch, damn motherfucking ass, pussy shit, fuck.
All right, fam, that's where we are, family up in here tonight. Everybody look to the person next to you, in front of you, behind you, give them a dap. Come on.
What up, hey, what up, hey. your shit. You missed somebody. Someone got away. Pull out your guns. All right, juggalos, let me hear that filthy mouth.
Fuck shit, pussy ass, motherfucking damn bitch.
Yeah, there it is, chop chop slide, also known as the Juggalo step. And always remember, what album is this on?
Fake Taboo.
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 What album is this on?
Hi, yo, I'm next, yo. This is KMK featuring Tech Motherfucker 9. Fuck the industry too, let them know. yo. Up next, Nick Marcane featuring Vic. Red Flag.
Every female fucking listen. Ignoring red flags to have you late on wearing toe tags. My best advice is just tall ass and don't think twice. Get your heart out his hands and put his nuts in a fight. Red flags, we won't let you talk to any male. He'll hurt you and then he'll feed you fucking fairy tales. Red flags, he won't let you go out into the world. He'll keep you locked in your home while he fucks with a new girl. Red flag, he'll make threats that were never provoked. He'll fabricate his own story and now you're getting choked. Red flag, known for immediate aggravation. His swift anger will lead to your silent vexation. You love or hate, he's constructing a plot to rain all over your face. The best thing to do is grab a knife and say we're through. Change your contact info when there's no getting to you. Just ignore the soft feelings, they were never 50-50. Brush him off if he gets all lovey-dovey and shifty. Cause he's not worth your pain, your well-being or time. He's not worth the blood stain, let the bruises heal, you'll be fine.
Bound to the core, left the heart so sore. You better learn now, before you get any more. A red flag stands out like wings of a crow. You don't see it, I know, because he's killing you slow. Heart so sore, you better learn now, before you can anymore. A red flag stands out like wings of a crow. You don't see it, I know, because he's killing
from
you.
From obsession to fatal attraction, girls who never learned their lesson, laying new kinds of silence. Men's selfish acts of violence left them cold and you wait. It is the end of her days as a slave. Now who's next to feel his wrath and later rest? He always acted so kind, for sex to make her blind. He's obsessed, possessed, he's already made up her mind. Her phone's always blown up, he'll beat that ass if she don't show up. On the dot or minutes early, this man won't hold back his fury. His mission to condition us to succumb to submission. Had homie scared and warning, but the bitch wouldn't listen. Double standards left her lonely, thinking she's his one and only. And they call this love, hug and kiss and push to shove. She can't take anymore, but she won't look at that door. She rarely sees the other side, but she won't think of why she cried. It reminds her of the theft of her heart, no more love left. And every time she swears she feels it, he'll come back and he'll reveal it wasn't true. Every I love you, just a subtle attack to bring her back to when it started. Now she's dearly departed, never got the chance to feel a true romance. Left in a cold body bag, and now her blood's a red flag.
Saturated in your confinement, perhaps all despair and apathy have taken your mind over from his enslaving soul. Bound to the core, left her heart so sore. You better learn now, before you get any more. A red flag stands out like wings of a crow. You don't see it, I know, because he's killing you slow. Bound to the core, left the heart so sore. You better learn now, before you get any more. A red flag stands out like wings of a crow. You don't see it, I know, because he's killing you slow. Bound to the core, left the heart so sore. You better learn now, before you get any more. A red flag stands out like wings of a crow. You don't see it, I know, because he's killing you slow. Bound to the core, left the heart so sore. You better learn now, before you get any more. A red flag stands out like wings of a crow. You don't see it, I know, because he's killing you slow.
And we're back. What up, ghetto?
Well, as an ass something, the song is ending when I call it this time.
Yeah.
That's a little rant for the night before bed. I'm very sleepy too anyway.
Damn it, Liz Katz. Why the hell do you keep popping up everywhere?
Well, this time it's a video about why girls are insecure without makeup.
And why is that? Because they don't have eyebrows.
Possibly.
Because every bitch I ever see, man, got some fucking fake-ass eyebrows.
But what's funny is that some dude named Angel Gonzalez commented up on there saying, I love your videos and personality, but how can you say you were always comfortable with yourself if you had a boob job? You were contradicting yourself. Well, motherfucker, if you go read why she had the boob job.
Well, there's that. And that she's insecure without makeup. So, I don't know how comfortable she really is.
Well, she's not insecure without makeup. like she's just talking about like.
Come on, man! Why else would she make the video?
For other chicks in general.
Yeah, yeah. You fell right into the trap. You really think she cares about other women?
It's possible.
There's always that possibility. But it's not true.
Hey guys, it's Liz Cat. As you can see, I'm really ridiculously tired, but I am trying to get some more of your poster orders done. I know I'm running uber late on a lot of them.
Jeez, man, that gotta be like a month ago.
Yeah, look, we're getting mycomicshop.com popped up as an ad. That's what's up.
Ooh.
Let's see what they got for pre-orders. I haven't even checked that out yet. Let's see. Speaking of which, I ended up ordering a new comic book today.
Did you even read the other ones?
I read one. The other one says it's the first, since it's the first first issue, like I've been kind of been leaving it in the comic book bag.
Well, was it once open to begin with?
No. Not that I'm aware of. But I ordered me a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers comic book.
Of course you did. You can go buy that other chick's Power Ranger t-shirt she's going to put out.
Wait, which chick?
Sonny?
I
don't know. Some other cosplayer chick. She's putting out some t-shirts. One of them, her, is the Green Ranger.
Sonny Barger, maybe? Is it Sonny Barger?
No. If it's the person I'm thinking of, it's spelled S-O-N-I.
S-O-N-I, okay. Well, all that pops up is Sonya, Sonic Fight, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, it's the Sonic the Hedgehog one.
Rebecca Sonny.
No.
Yeah, I have no idea which one's which. S-O-N-I, you said, right?
What I think it is.
Fuck it. We turn to Google.
The what?
We will turn to Google.
I don't know what the fuck the other part of the name is.
Donnie Erlin.
I don't fucking know. Click the damn link.
There we go. Found her. Man, she got some fucking dope-ass fucking t-shirts. Now take me to her store, motherfucker. But I will buy shit from her, too.
Does she even have a store?
Don't know. Not that I can see. Shirts coming soon. I'll have different styles coming out. This is the first style. And she's got one of her as a Spider-Woman, too.
Yeah, there's another one there, too.
Green Ranger, Spider-Woman. Looks like... Sapphire, maybe, of one of the lanterns. Yeah, she needs a fucking store so I can buy shit from her.
Well, she got them shirts coming, so once them shirts are there, boom, store.
Boom, oh, yeah. And she's even got one a picture of her as a... I'm trying to remember which one that is from Mortal Kombat. I think it's Jade.
Well, what color is it?
Green.
There you go. You got it right. How about that?
YouTube. Let's go to her YouTube. Maybe we can find a link here. Ooh. Dino Thunder helmet stress test. Couple of my friends did. Apparently, she had videos of her friends dancing in fucking Power Ranger helmets.
Okay,
then. Let's see, she's got a picture of her morphing, too. And she would have made a perfect Trini.
Hey, guys, I wanted to do a video shout out to my friends who are going to MegaCon. I know I only told a couple people, but I wanted to make it public since, you know, more and more of you are asking me if I'm going to MegaCon, and, I can't go this year. I tried until the last minute to be able to go, but I'm just not going to be able to do it. I'm really sorry. I hope you guys have fun, though. Please have extra fun for me, please. And, I'm not sure which con I'm going to be going to after this, I'll discuss it with you guys. I hear a lot about SuperCon, so maybe I'll go to that. But, yeah, I couldn't swing it. I really tried. I hope you guys have fun, though. So, talk to you later.
Well, that was retarded, because the fucking preview of it, like, it had her fucking holding the fucking morpher. Getting ready to morph, but that didn't happen. Hey, look, she has a video about ranting about Silent Hill. You actually might like that.
Only if she's hating on it.
I got some movies from watching Silent Hill, and I thought I'd do a little video about how I felt about the damn movie. And,
she's angry.
Pretty much my experience with it. So basically, I get there at... Oh, 10 o'clock, and I sit down, and there's nobody there. It's just me. And I'm just thinking to myself, oh, man, I'm the only one in this.
Yeah, right. Who goes to the movie, and it's just you there?
I'm about to watch a scary movie, and my roommate is in Salem, and I'm going to be home alone, and I'm going to be so scared. I was, like, judging from the first movie, and I didn't expect it to be so bad. Sit down. I love the
first. Did you play the video game?
I thought it was good. I thought there were some boring parts and some bad parts, just like with most movies. But as a whole, I felt like the first Silent Hill movie kind of encompassed what Silent Hill was like when you played it, and made you feel like you were actually playing the game as you were watching the movie. This piece of crap did not make.
Never watched the movie though.
So, enter Dumb Broad. You don't even know, first of all, when you're watching the movie, if you don't read the synopsis before you go to watch the movie, which I didn't do, you think that you're in some crazy world where the lady from the first movie, Rose, is now the guy's daughter.
blonde hair cut the same way, and she's wearing the same exact type of clothing that her mom wore from the last movie. And you don't realize that it's actually the little girl, Sharon. And they go, oh, I don't know, like 20, 30 minutes, you know what's really freaking going on later on. And then you find out, oh, it's Sharon. She just, you know, dyed her hair blonde because she's running from the cops. And they explain that later, too. You don't even know why she's running from the cops. And, I don't know. I
talk like this. Of
course, you know, romance in there.
Yeah, she's using hand signals, too.
Well, that's fine. Everybody does that. But, like, why'd she slow down, like, every other word?
All the stuff just starts going crazy right away, and they don't build up to anything. And I felt like the first movie, they kind of built up to it. And I felt like, you know, the lady who played Rose was very talented and made you feel like you were scary, you were there. This just seems very rushed. One, two, one, two. Here's
all right, this is boring, man. I wonder what you got.
It really is boring. What the fuck? She don't have that many videos.
Good, because I don't want to hear her talking anyway. Play a song.
We can definitely do that.
Good job.
Let's see what we can play. Oh, yeah, by the way, it's kind of funny how John Cruise Clown, you know, wanted to hear fucking Chop Chop Slut again last night. I wouldn't play it. And he, since he's not here, I played it.
Wow. Talk about a dick move.
Well, I mean, come on, man. That's the only track he ever, that, you know, that he ever wants to hear when he calls in.
It's the only song he knows.
Exactly. Which is why I.
What do you want, man? You want him to call in and request another song that he doesn't know?
Well, funny enough, he actually did request a track that he, another track besides Chopped Up Slide last night that we actually did play, which was Homies.
Come on. Come on, man. These typical ass songs, man.
Yeah. Yo, let's go KMK, Killer Cali.
And the beat goes bang, 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 bang. The beat goes bang, 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 bang. We never do the wax. I'm finna blaze up the spot. Killer Cali, hold it down for my back. With the beat set now, you know the king's get back. Running game, my motherfuckers with the insane spray. Take it straight to the brain, maybe clear out.
Killer Cali, repay for Killer Cali, the place where the
Facebook must not must really not like me right now.
Why is that?
Well, I kept hitting, you know, trying to go back to fucking Sony, Sony's fucking timeline, and they kept being stuck on her fucking her fucking about me. Kind of fucking shirts they got up on this site here. Unfortunately, I probably won't be buying any of fucking Sony's fucking shirts.
Why is that? You can't fit into an extra small.
Try the fact that I'm spending $50 on a goddamn fucking shirt.
$50.
Yeah, man, because I'm on that fucking, I'm on rageon.com, which is the site that she's teamed up with. And, half these fucking shirts are like fucking between $50 and $60.
That's a bit extreme.
Yeah, right. And half of them are on t-shirts, and they got a fucking tank tops up on here for fucking $50 too.
Yeah, no.
Which is why I don't see me buying any shirts off of here.
It's like Strange Music. I don't buy t-shirts off of them unless I'm at a concert or they got that 50% off.
Yeah, right.
They won like 27 for a fucking t-shirt.
Yeah, fuck that.
Plus the shipping and handling.
It's like, really? You want that much for this shit? Fuck out of here.
When I can just go to your fucking concert and buy for $20.
Yeah, right? I mean, don't get me wrong, they got some dope fucking looking shirts, but they're just expensive as a fucking stone, bitch.
So when did they do that 50% off? Is that in like February too?
It was strange. I don't know.
Because there's Juggalo Day with the 50% off, and then there's Strange Music with their 50% off, but I don't know what month that is.
Had no clue.
Besides, like, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, let's find out. Oh, yeah, again, Sir Ryback is not too smart.
Why is that?
Because he's posted, man. Yeah. Dude, like, he posted some stupid shit on Twitter.
And then people made a picture saying that he deleted it all.
Yeah, he did.
What was the point of posting it?
I don't know. I mean, shit, man, like, he's got, like, he had won it, but he said, you can't pass world champions' names at me as I am a champion of champions in all your hearts, so thank you.
But he was never a champion.
Exactly.
And he's labeled as a hazard in the ring since he's giving everybody concussions and shit.
Yeah. Shit, man, fucking, he even tweeted up saying, forearm gave the show off a concussion. Excessive hand grip use and rock hard muscle is reported to have been the cause and has been disciplined.
Did you say forearms?
Yeah.
What? Are we talking like the forearm or like forearms?
Like the forearm.
All right. It's like Ryback has four arms and all, apparently.
Let's see. He even put up, not only have you, the internet community praised me for my power and strength, but you have taken notice of my technical abilities.
Yeah, no.
You have no.
Neither.
Oh, wait. Here's something even stupid. Here's something even more stupid shit. Rumors circulating Ryback is being discussed to be the new Terminator in 2015.
No, absolutely not.
His ring entrance will soon include electricity and nudity.
Nudity? What the fuck? Ain't nobody want to see that. So did you see that? A tweet from Vince McMahon, was it fake, talking about John Cena's heel turn coming very soon?
I didn't see that one yet.
Must be a fake tweet then.
Probably.
Because I read that, I was like, oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't ever see him fucking turning heel.
No. Seeing how the character he is now, he has it all rolled into one. He's always rapping and shit now. So
yeah, right.
How would you break away from all that?
Who knows? Let's see. StrangeMusicInc.net. Specials. No prizes exist in this category. Let's see, under a dollar. Yeah, no. From $5 to $10.
What?
Here you go, Ghetto. For $10, you can get a made a sunglasses.
You know.
Or for $10, you get some Seth Crew bandanas.
I'm good. Give me something I actually want to buy. There's only one shirt on that website I'd buy, but that's it. They don't even have any, like, good CDs coming out or anything.
Yeah, no, right? But they're fucking promoting fucking therapy, like, hard as a motherfucker. Because of the simple fact, every single time I look at my fucking email, I see something about, buy Tech N9ne's therapy today.
I guess it must be selling very badly because it's a very bad EP.
Well, they have free stuff up on here.
Like what?
Seth Crew ebook, Constant Energy Struggles Lyrics.
Yeah, what the hell is an ebook?
I don't know. It's a book that you read online, I guess.
And how does it get to you exactly?
They probably email it to you.
Let's see. Well, go ahead and order that and see if they send it to you.
Congratulations, your order is zero. Please click select confirm to continue. Confirm order. Look, download now.
Okay, well, there it is.
Yes. You go, ghetto, but if you want something free, go for that.
I just didn't know how that worked.
Yeah, go straight to your computer.
Let's see. Well, shit, man, you could have got the Mayday one.
I don't want the Mayday one. I just gotta figure out what the fuck where it went off to.
Wow.
Let's see. Open. Man, I was just in download. Oh, there it is. So let's see exactly what comes with this shit. You have new apps that can open this. Oh. Apparently. Yep, it's lyrics like for all their fucking tracks, and it's also like in the form, like, it's also like in comic book form too.
Let's see.
Table of contents. Lotus juice, when worlds collide, meditate, shake it up, smoke, skip, wavy, radiate, perception, get that, confession, seven chakras, fuck me on the dough, Wally, and daydream. And it's about 47 pages altogether.
That's a lot of pages.
Yeah. Something that's online. It's,
Do you got this song, Seven Chakras, on the soundboard?
I don't think we do. I think I need to get that.
Well, what the hell do you have on the soundboard by then?
Do, Re, Mi, Lotus, and When Worlds Collide.
Play the Lotus song.
Strike all on its own.
gospel music coming about your speaker. The devil's in the mirror praying to God, scrubbing his features. He came a hell of a way from battling squads, murdering features. In the way that he's been doing it makes it hard for niggas to keep up. They might have been local forever, but tech swooped them. For murdering everything in the midi, Duke Nukem. These suckers throwing caution to wind, we might slaughter. But just to set it off once again, be like water. Don't focus on the finger, miss all that heavenly glory. Those rhymes are fucking recycled, no wonder you niggas bore me. Pour me, sucking me dry of my energy, can't stop. We've diversified the label, they label it strange hop. My angels pranking the demons, I'm wavy, that's why I'm leaning. Chug up a cup of blood, now it's something to put the leaning. Meaning I'm wilding out for the night, and I'm writing liking and like it or not. I'm writing it like, and I'm kinda liking it, fighting them like a liking. If I try, then I might win. Parasailing in peril as soon as I catch the right wind. But to be one of the greatest is to be hated. To look around the room and it feels like I finally made it.
Made it, finally made it.
Arrived.
Here, win. My first win. The journey just started, full tank.
And it feels like it never stopped.
I ain't tired.
We graduated from the block with the full ride. Covered the countryside to the stage where we don't play games. Now come alive, shut my eyes, thinking, what if we never make it? All of the years that we've invested are wasted. It's coming up close, I can see. Told me to look but don't touch. Told me to touch but don't taste. I've been starving for years, homie, you stuffing your face. Rather I work like a slave than to be stuck in no place and see you nothing. No way, I'm freeing up my soul. Came with all my chakras aligned. How could they possibly think I'd be falling off in my prime? Strange gave me my shot. I sawed it off for the nine. Patiently waiting my turn and you gnawed it off in the line. Homie, they're calling your number. During your slumber I shine. Snatching up what is mine. The class that come from behind wind. I'm catching that high wind. My weapon is silent. You can hear what I'm thinking inside this deafening silence. Two hands on the clock. Never forget what the time is. Meditation affecting perception under my eyelids. I'm sitting lotus and focused. Stagger my steps. Taking a shot at my body. At best they tatted my best. Nobody's snatching my breath. They only add to my stress. Stress pad in my flesh, a lesson I have to accept. Shit happens, I guess. Click, clack when I crept. Now sit back and ingest. Constant energy struggles, and this track was a test. Test, 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 test.
And we are back.
Strange music.
Now we're back.
King me, nigga.
Oh, fuck no. Fuck you.
I just saw your damn status talking about that.
Oh, yeah. Did you also get my invite?
The one.
The Devil's Rejects.
I don't know.
Yep. Because you're already a member. Welcome to the welcome to another group.
Great.
That's okay, because with this fucking group, you get to post up nudes.
I see. Because that other group worked out so well, right?
Yeah, right.
The one I got kicked out of.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I uploaded a track to the soundboard. So what do you say we go old school with head PE with Wake Up? Never die.
Then dispose of all the evidence and pop a couple downers. You know me, then you know I really have no friends. Get high a lot, I drink and drive a lot. The innocent, they die a lot. Now don't be fooled when you see me smile a lot, cause I go punk rock, blow up your whole block.
Nigga,
parking lot, pussy.
Semper Fi, put them up, I'm ready for a fight. These First Amendment rights are guaranteed to me regardless if I think that you don't like. So every night I grab that mic, I spit you just for spite. If I can push some buttons, what the fuck should I recite? Poems are meant to shed some light on all these hypocrites and sodomites. Body out inside a ride in this violence on tonight. Cause I don't give a fuck, now shut the fuck up. Or I'll go straight punk, blow your whole block up. Wake up, nigga. Wake up, motherfucker, wake up. I don't give a fuck, motherfucker, wake up.
Can't I control myself? Why am I so insecure? I don't even know myself. I'm so fucking immature. I tried to grow hydro myself. If I had the power, I'd bring back the Twin Towers myself. Then I'd gather up all the Al-Qaeda cowards. Now you're all burning hell. Now you get what you deserve. Now you know not to fuck with my brother Nick.
I am definitely not the friendly ghost.
What the hell am I?
Don't want to be.
You're more like stinky and offensive. Stinky fatso.
Stinky fatso. Oh, man. I love Finky.
Finky?
Yeah, just kind
of. Sounds too much like Rafinki from, like, Lion King.
Okay, fine. I'm Rafinki then.
But that's a monkey. Baboon, whatever the fuck.
He's a baboon.
Oh my God, dude, I'm really. I used to like Allie, man, until she started posting every fucking day about her goddamn boyfriend.
Yeah, right?
Like, no one gives a fuck. That's wonderful you guys live in different states and are dating. That's wonderful because you can't have a picture together. I don't give a fuck that people are fighting over your man or people are fighting over you.
Ah, shit.
It's ridiculous.
It really is.
Like, wonderful. You guys are together. So what the hell's the record on the Divas Championship that apparently AJ's going to hold in the next couple days?
Oh, no. And what's funny is the fact that, you know, she calls him her baby daddy. Bitch, you in two different states, you ain't got a kid with him. So you're gonna, and you're already calling him your future baby daddy.
Psycho bitches.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it'd be a surprise if she actually fucking, if they actually left together, but I don't see that happening.
Why not? You don't think long distance relationships work? Why would you ever think that?
I mean, on occasions it could work, but with these two, I highly doubt that.
Yeah, when every day it's, oh, this person wants my man, or this person wants my girlfriend.
Exactly. Well, so far AJ has held the title for 211 days.
But what is the record?
Well, the most that's been held has been 265 days with two reigns by Maurice.
Oh, wow. That's not who I thought it was going to be.
But that Eve Torres has held the fucking title three times with a reign of 260 days. Michelle McCool, two times with a reign of 218 days. So, yeah. Should be interesting. I swear, fucking reading Allie's fucking timeline statuses is like watching a bad episode of Oprah.
Man, I was just talking about one. It's not like I sit there and read all these damn things. I just so happened to see one.
Actually, no. Let me correct that. It's like watching a bad episode of Oprah combined with Jerry Springer and Murray. Yep. These two are gonna end up being on fucking Jerry Springer sooner or later.
Well, maybe.
Oh. Yeah, true. Maybe. I mean, but still, it's really annoying. I mean, I'm glad that she didn't pop up on my fucking newsfeed, though.
Wow. This bitch really does got some bad taste over there. Did you see the movie Chronicle?
I think so.
I think that movie's pretty fucking stupid. But this person's like, it's a good movie.
Chronicle. I wonder if they're offended, though. Chronicle. Or the second one coming out, apparently.
Oh, no. God. Now, that's a little bit better. That's My Boy. That was an all right movie. But the movie itself was pretty fucking stupid.
Well, yeah.
It was funny, though.
Here we go. So it's about some dumbass kid who decides to videotape his fucking stupid life where his mom has cancer, his alcoholic father likes to rape him, apparently. Yeah, it says, you know, his alcoholic father, Richard, is verbally and physically abusive. Andrew is frequently bullied, and all these negative issues show Andrew's depression and lack of luck. Yep.
Uh-oh, there you go. Having to go watch movies with this chick. She's watching The Wolverine.
Wait, who?
Nobody. Don't worry about it. Thirsty
chick. That should be another word that we make up on it. I don't think they'll use.
I fucking hate that word, but it was just appropriate right now.
Man, what's even funny is the fact that, you know, like, this one dude had the only word besides the whole fucking stupid bro shit that he knows. So it's between bro and fucking thirsty.
Those are the only two words he says.
Yes.
Interesting. What the hell? What the hell kind of group did you add me in here? What is the most fucked up name to give a newborn?
Hey, look, sir. Baby. Shots David posted up another one saying, I just have to ask, would you let your girlfriend ass rape you wearing a strap on?
What the hell?
Oh, don't worry. I think group gets even more interesting.
Yeah.
If you scroll down a little, some more.
Yeah, I only read that one thing. That's about it.
Yeah, you should scroll down more.
Yeah, no.
I mean, see, they got a picture of a chick holding her fucking pussy hole open.
Was that blown out bitch?
Yep. Let's see. I say we go a little Eba. So here we go.
I'm hella mixed up, yes I know. A lot of getting messed up as I grow. So now that I gotta live life with them both, all I can say. What's my name? Eba! Evil brain, angel heart, evil brain, angel heart.
to my love like to go there. Even when it's annoying like long nose hair. I can so share my heart in the cold air. And it's so fair, the size of it's so rare. Bloody murder, muddy word, a wretched death rhyme. Take me light in my darkness, we'll take your breath time. Call me Socrates or you can call me Tech Nine. But since I found my new sinister out of respect, I'm... What's my name? What's my name?
A Dragon Ball Z comic book.
So?
The best of Dragon Ball Z quarterly. Let's see. Features Dragon Ball Z price guide and checklist, complete reference video guide to Dragon Ball Z. For episodes 1 to 127, fun and game sections, poster, and other features. I will add it to my want list.
So about Coco has a dildo line coming out.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I just saw that on Facebook. I was like, why does she have dildos and shit coming on? Why does she need her own line of that?
Yeah, right.
The hell you doing, Ice Cube? Or Ice Tea? Yeah, Ice Cube, there we go. What the hell you doing, Ice Tea?
Oh, bud. That's just funny. But, definitely not that big of a shocker, though.
I guess not.
I wonder what else this person has. Nothing I want. Well, except for the X-Men issue number one complete set comic books.
How about something you actually need?
Wait, what?
I said, how about something you actually need?
Well, I don't know what the fuck I need. But I know I need more comic books.
What the fuck?
What?
I'm looking through this bitch's video clips that she's fucking selling. Her porn shit. Now, why the hell would somebody want to pay $9 to watch her bake cookies?
I don't know.
But it's funny because it says fucking cookies. And it says, this isn't a video where I fuck cookies.
But how do we know it's not a video where you fuck cookies? I mean, for all we know, you know, you might bake them first and fuck them.
Well, if you want to find out, you can buy that video.
I don't want to fuck cookies. I don't want to watch that video.
Well, why would you be fucking the cookies?
I don't know. I think we should call people in. And
like
get
who?
Their opinions, and get their opinions about this shit.
What about how this hot ass bitch is selling stupid reviews?
Yes, and ask people if they would fuck cookies.
Well, who the fuck you gonna call me?
I could always call in Tiny Toons.
Will she answer?
I don't know. Let's find out. I mean, I don't think she's got any shows coming up. I don't think she had any shows today. Let's find out if she had any shows. Nope. Let's see if she's awake. Because we don't even know if she's awake. But she should be because she's in Cali. Call filled or was not answered. What the fuck? Maybe I'm doing this wrong. I haven't done this in forever. Let's try it now.
Hello?
Hey, Tiny Toon.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey.
Welcome to Joe Rider Radio.
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Going good.
she seems very confused.
No, I did not expect that. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on?
Not much. Apparently, Gail G's buying videos about a chick fucking cookies.
We were listening in earlier. We're just drinking right now, smoking, hanging out.
Well, you can ask your friends. Would they have sex with cookies?
Would you have sex with cookies?
Would I have sex with cookies?
With cookies.
With cookies?
Yes.
You know what? I love cookies.
I'm taking that as yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, I don't know about you, but I would not fuck a cookie. That'd be weird as all hell.
Well,
I think cookies could be in a scenario, but I don't know.
Are you
too?
Havoc studies more into pies, like, you know, American pie.
Yeah, no, definitely not. That would be even weirder.
Man, she's like,
are you guys still on the? You guys still on the radio right now?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
All right. Well, we'll tune back in.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good night, you guys. Woo woo.
Woo woo.
There we go. Good night.
Night.
Good night. Wait. Wait. Good night. What? said you were going to be listening again.
Well, yeah, she is, but yeah, she's got to hang up the phone first.
Sounds like she's going to bed. Probably bake some cookies or something.
Well, let's just hope they don't try fucking the cookies.
Hey, we'll never know.
It's true. It's damn true. So, who do you think is going to win between Bobby Roode and Kurt Angle?
No, so not again. Fuck that. I don't care.
Well, this time it's in a cage.
Oh, so different.
Okay, a better question. Who do you think is going to win, Sting or EC3?
Sting.
We can only pray.
Well, unless there's going to be a whole bunch of interference.
Man, you know, one person that's going to play into fear will probably be Rockstar Spud, and then he'll just get tossed right back out.
Who the fuck is that dude? Why is he there?
I have no idea. I mean, he doesn't wrestle. Well, probably for good reason, because he, you know, gets tossed around like a fucking rag doll.
Wow, how about that? Somebody shaved the WWE logo in their hair.
The fuck?
Yep.
What the fuck you seen is that?
On Facebook, duh.
Well, I ain't seen that shit. Like, is it on my page?
The Pro Wrestling World.
Wrestling World, huh?
The Pro Wrestling World.
Oh, let's go check this shit out. Pro Wrestling World. That didn't pop up.
It's because it's the Pro Wrestling World. God damn it.
Well, let's try it again then. There we go. Found it. Let's see.
Damn, what the hell is this? Just a picture of Eva Marie just sitting there with her pants undone. How about that?
Yeah, go figure.
What the hell is her shirt thing? Not your typical one-night stand, I'm guessing. Fuck's that mean?
Maybe she has a two-night stand.
She's going to be fucking you and stalking you the next year.
Probably. So Tiny Tunes, I know you can hear us. If there's anything you want to hear.
Wait, you can hear us? What, are we on the radio or something?
Well, last time I checked, we were.
Oh. I just thought we were talking on the phone.
I mean, let's see. I mean, I could play some fucking Renegade Demon.
Huh.
Oh, no, Renegade Demon Inside. I don't know why I just combined both those names for. Well, I could upload another track by Renegade that I do have on my computer. Let's see. I got two other tracks by Renegade on my computer I got to upload. One's called I'm a Dog. So we'll upload that and we'll play that.
Who the fuck is Renegade?
Hey, we got the 408. Welcome back, Tiny Toon.
What yeah, this is Mosh Tiny Toons. Fucking, we want to hear some Renegade.
Well, come on, trust me, I'm definitely get to that. I'm actually uploading I'm a Dog to the soundboard right now.
Is that you? Hey, I actually really can't hear you right now, so, like, fuck. I don't know, maybe I should.
Is that you? Take a shot for you.
You can't hear us?
I can hear myself in the background.
Okay, we're gonna listen. We'll take shots. Bye.
Yo, yeah, so it's Tiny. We can't really hear you guys right now because we're calling from San Jose, Cali. So
we'll take a shot every time we say a word. What word would you like us to say?
You know what? Give a big ass shout out to fucking all the Cali Juggalos. And fucking, let's play some Renegade.
There we go. Let's get into it.
Sounds good. Let's get it done.
The show. So we will say whoop whoop to everybody else. And say that again, Tiny.
Whoop whoop.
There we go.
And we shall talk to you guys later.
All right, you guys have fun.
All right, here we go, Renegade. I'm a Dog.
Bitches ain't cute, they don't put all these, but I attack like a people off his motherfucking leash. Ride rather when the wild of these motherfucking beasts. Man, I'm begging with the game, so I'm bearing my teeth. Man, I'm pulling out the mouth of green rappers like me. Eating MCs whole like a Scooby snack tree. I'm the greyhound in this race, and I'll never face defeat despite popular belief. I'm rap masked in cheap. Smoke so much bomb, call me Master Chief. I got a flow so strong, you got a flow so weak. Before the age of 15, I was considered a geek. Now I'm leaning up down, bitch, read him and weep. I heard you running your mouth, but you know talk is cheap. You wanna learn how to rap, come take a peek. You know, use your mouth as a toilet when I take a leak. I'm taking leaps and bounds, I don't have to sneak. Unless I'm in and out of the sheet. Cause it's bang, 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 then I'm busting the ski. I'm at the top of the food chain, and I'm ready to eat. Bunch of rapper, his stature, his bitch in his beat. Like the rapture, I capture and focus my heat. On these bastards, I plaster while playing my speech. Cause the crap that I've mastered is left you beseech. And not one soul will hear the sound that you speech. I burn harder than bleach, and the salt at that beach. Not a skill you can teach, cause I smash on the weak. That's what's entered in the crowd, like a star really bleach. I'm high under the clouds.
no rising. There's war in the streets and there's hate in our hearts and there's oil in the east. Where the 99% still working, so nurse in the least. Where the fat ass fucks sit back and feast. My homies are out doing dirt, shit and blood for east. It's time to go psycho, it's time to go beast. Time to hang the pussy president from his faggot piece. I'm a slick and sweet, sick of thin disease. Put your bitch to her knees, make her say, oh please. With my dick out, make her say, oh geez. Let her give it one squeeze and I take it to a teeth. Turn her pussy like beef, make her squirt it from the sheets. In and out of guts, let my little ninja creep. Then I nut and leap, another cut is deep. And then I cut through the door like I cut through a cheese. Maybe call it next week, maybe kill it in a sleep. But either way, she'll be around my competition so weak. Get your throat sliced open if you even try to speak. I'm a freak, I just wanna see you scream while you eat. I be running and gunning, slumming, bumming for the fun of it. Go ahead and eat it up, I'm knowing that you loving it. Middle fingers to the sky and scream from the government. I put that on my life and my juggalo covered in.
And we are back.
Don't you tell me that we're back. I'll tell you when we're back.
Okay, fine. We're back.
No, you fucked it up again.
So, Gilbert, did you see that fucking picture that someone made of Sting and Dixie Carter?
I saw it, but I did not read it.
It said, I could have gone to WWE and fought Undertaker at WrestleMania, but I stayed here and you put me in a feud with EC3. Getting real tired of your shit, Dixie.
Yeah, really. He must feel real real pissed about that.
Yeah, I think I have to agree with you on that one.
EC3. Nobody.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Look, seriously, he still hasn't beaten anybody that's actually fucking good yet.
No. Watch him win this match, though.
What the fuck? Man, now this shit's even funnier. Fucking, right back fucking on Twitter saying, would like to thank the internet community for all the support through these confusing times. Not sure where my career stands, I may quit. He slid a fucking tweets him back saying, hey, big guy, don't quit. 3MB needs a drummer. I can set you up with an audition.
That's probably going to be his next role, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, because I don't see...
How fucking sad would that be?
I know, right?
End up going from the Nexus that went nowhere to Ryback that went nowhere and ends up in 3MB.
That would still go nowhere.
And it will go absolutely nowhere.
Oh, shit. Like, that would be fucking perfect.
Well, he's not going anywhere. He may as well be warm.
Exactly. I agree.
You know, like Daniel Bryan going with the Wyatt family. That may actually go somewhere, though.
Yeah, it might.
Once it stops being so awkward.
Yeah. So who do you think is going to win tomorrow night? The Usos or Bray and Daniel Wyatt?
Man, he didn't change his name. Well, I don't know. I like them both. I don't know. I'm going to say the Wyatt family is going to win.
Yeah, and then hopefully maybe... they'll give them a fucking tag team title shot and actually let them win.
Wait, what?
I said, and maybe they'll get fucking the wife and other fucking shot at the tag team titles, and maybe they'll actually win.
But then that would be Bray Wyatt and Daniel Bryan.
Well, yeah. But either way, I mean,
it's going to be their first tag match. I highly doubt if they win, they're going to get a title shot.
It's possible. I mean, stranger shit has happened in the WWE.
Yes. Yes, it has.
I mean, shit, man, again. Let's see. Hornswoggle became a champion. Still don't even know how the fuck that happened. I mean, I don't think anybody understands how that happened. The Shield somehow, some way, are still alive.
Hopefully they will die soon.
We can only pray. So, are you ready for next week, though, when Batista comes back? Be a crying little baby. And probably fucking demand a rematch with John Cena.
Wow, how about this chick actually said something concerning a white person.
No, fuck.
She said the Wolverine can get it all day and night. now, see, that's a big difference from the shit that she's usually posting and talking about.
I'm so curious who the chick is.
Somebody you ain't got a shot with because you're white. Put it that way.
Yeah, probably not.
No, it's damn true. Girl don't even want to talk to me sometimes because I'm white. And you can just sense that. It's in the force, man.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've definitely noticed that.
You could just tell when you talk to somebody if they really don't even want to fucking talk to you.
That's true. That's what I gotta find. Lethal projection or something, or protection or something.
Yeah, you gotta find some protection, alright.
No, it's Venom, Lethal Protector. I need to find volume 1, 2, 3, and 4.
And in other news, Abby's gonna buy something useful.
Yeah, maybe.
But it's very doubtful.
Oh, while I'm at it, man, like, well, more than Amazon, maybe I can find a fucking, hands-free mixer.
Hands-free mixer.
Yep.
How exactly does that work?
I don't know. You stick it in the fucking bowl, like, you stick the bowl on the stand, and it mixes without you having to fucking, you know, use your hands.
Man, you still got to use your hands, though. Shit.
Yeah, my God.
Just set it all up and shit. What the fuck you talking about? Unless you got some monkey feet.
Man, I wish I had monkey feet. That'd be awesome.
if you say so.
Think about it, man. Like, who would not want monkey feet?
I don't know. And people listening in would probably want them monkey feet.
Hell yeah, man. Fucking. But I'm pretty sure fucking Tiny had fucking monkey feet. She would definitely be fucking smoking a couple blunts with her feet.
Yeah. Nothing like some toe jam in your blunts.
But yeah, I mean, shit, man, like a hands-free mixer would be useful.
Yeah, because then you can make some food with it.
Yeah.
As were what? Comic books just kind of sat there.
Yeah, but comic books, that, you know, sooner or later, if you, okay, as long as you keep them in perfect condition.
Yeah, if you're alive by then.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be alive by then. There we go.
He just knows he's going to be alive when they're worth lots of money. Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars.
What the fuck? All right there, Titus O'Neil. On my back, Darren Young.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Easy, Darren Young.
You just called me that twice. How many fucking times are you going to call me that? I'm not fucking Beetlejuice. You don't have to say my name three times.
There we go, man. That's on the Allware F5 Typhoon Portable Mixer.
Yes.
It only takes 2 AAA batteries.
Oh. So is there other thing you play with?
Yeah, I know that, Amy.
I was referring to like a wireless mouse, but you could take it pervertedly too.
Well, I don't even have a wireless mouse.
What the fuck kind of mouse do you use on a laptop?
Laptop comes with a built-in mouse.
Oh, that's right, that stupid-ass fucking mouse.
So you see?
You gotta fucking caress your keyboard.
Caress your keyboard, really?
However you want to put that.
Why are you caressing your keyboard?
I'm not. I have an actual keyboard. That would just be weird.
Here's a video we need to see. But
well, it is a bit old. It does need some love. The hell was that? Don't play advertisements for me.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Liz Cat, and I'm going to do a little bit on the history of twerking.
The history of twerking. Are you going to be twerking in this video?
Yeah, let's see. Twerking. The history of the skankiest dance move in history.
Well, she better be doing it. Otherwise, turn this off.
Let's find out she's doing it.
Now, today when we think twerking, one of the first word analogies that come to mind is Miley Cyrus. And that's unfortunate.
Man, that ain't twerking.
That's unfortunate, but that especially is unfortunate. A skinny white girl shaking what she doesn't have isn't even necessarily what twerking is. Personally, I never really understood the rear end shimmying thing. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a shake or two, but more than 3 shakes and through this plane. Before there was twerking.
Yeah, I don't think that's the same thing for shaking your ass.
A dance called the Malpuka.
Cucaracha.
Pronunciation on that, I don't know, but they had a dance. Now, the Malpuka and vocal language can no better be translated than just by calling it the butt dance.
The original dance, which is mostly performed by women, just involves them shaking their butt from side to side with their butt facing the audience.
So what's the function of that?
On its own. Now, the more modern version was actually banned as being too obscene in Africa's Ivory Coast. An African fertility dance.
Why do you think it's on the internet?
Would pick up on this now. American teenagers.
The stupidest people alive.
That's what I never really saw what made twerking so appealing to men or to do. I mean, out of all the other dances, there are some of them way more flattering, too. What, I mean, I guess I never tried it, but they should try twerking. I'm just gonna...
Was she twerking?
Wait. Yes, she is. And then, of course, she comes back and says, "Dear God, what have I done?"
Okay. Was this good for you as it was for me?
Yes.
I didn't think so.
She's like, I don't think so. Twerking's dumb.
Well, she was once upon a time the girl for me. Not so much anymore. No.
Why? Why? Because she was twerking?
No, because she doesn't like to twerk.
Hey, I mean, at least you tried it.
Well, she better be doing some other type of, you know, sexual dance, and then like it's foreign shit, man. You ever see that where like bitches fucking grab your shoulders with their feet and they just smash your face in their ass?
Well, you can suggest that to her.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I can suggest to her.
Yeah, like, you know, like next time she does a video on a towel, talking about soft skin, she should take the towel off.
See, if I say things like that, I'll just be like every other pervert on the internet.
Well, I mean, you know, we could go back and learn about black holes again.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Fuck you.
Hey, it's Liz Cass, and calling this little video for the shorties because there's one thing, well, there's many things, but one of the big things that one of the little things people are under the
man, you can just tell she's a fucking pervert, but she's trying to play it off like she ain't.
Online, my photos and videos is my height. Now, I am a wee bit vertically challenged, just a teeny bit petite.
Well, like them short bitches say, man, they are a fun size for tall guys.
Hell yeah, he's shorter than I am.
She's shorter than you?
Dude, she's 5 foot tall.
Wait, how tall are you?
I'm five foot two.
No, you ain't.
Yeah, I am.
I didn't think you were over like 4'8".
Yeah, no, I'm 5'2". She's 5 foot.
Damn.
Yeah.
Y'all motherfuckers are small.
And then you got Tiny Toon who's 4'8".
Well, damn.
Yeah, I think
you guys kind of remind me of that fucking, what the hell is that? What's that fucking doll thing called? Man, it's like you keep taking it and it keeps getting smaller.
I don't fucking know.
Well, at least now, but at least we learned Ghetto G played with dolls.
Man, you know what I'm talking about if you see
it. I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
like a damn doll-looking thing, man. Then you open it up or something, and it becomes a smaller one, and a smaller one, and a smaller one.
Oh, yeah, it's one of those Russian things.
Whatever the fuck it is. See, you know what I'm talking about. It's not like I'm sitting here playing with fucking Barbie dolls. Well, that's later.
It's a, Matryoshka doll.
It's probably not how you say that.
Or actually better known as the Russian nesting doll.
Wonderful. Now, getting back to whatever the hell Liz Katz was talking about, was she talking about the Cucaracha? My Cucaracha?
I don't know. Let's find out.
No, motherfucker. Don't go back.
411, but I have been dating with him for years. I say I'm exactly 50. She says 411, but I don't know.
You did what?
To get to any of these all in the kitchen, or even the shelves with drinks or anything away, or cups or like bowls, I need to use my vessel. And, I also have a system where I just kind of climb on things, but, I want to kind of mess up.
Man, you look at my damn kid.
Well, her name is Liz Katz.
In general, too, other things that I have a problem is I don't sit comfortably at most desks or chairs, so I normally sit on, like, my knees.
Man, she got tons of fucking problems, yo. She probably crazy, too.
I'm not sure.
Probably. But hey, I dig crazy tricks.
You idiot.
Yeah, especially short ones like her.
Oh, yeah? Next thing you know, she's creeping in underneath your door.
That's fine with me. She could just creep underneath my door.
And fucking killing you in your sleep.
Well, she ain't that short.
Man, you were all right with it when you thought it was going to be something sexual.
Oh, yeah.
But now that I'm going to fucking kill you, it's not okay anymore.
I'm going to probably watch more videos tomorrow because I got to get some sleep for work in a bit.
Oh, you poor thing.
But hey, it's fine because I'm all just shit, man. I got a fucking raise. Well, not much of a raise, but hey. Now I make $8.70 an hour.
And what were you making?
$8.35. Well, it's only because of the fact the new wages went into effect.
Oh, yeah? You didn't get that $15, huh?
I didn't get the $15, you know, for flipping burgers.
Well, damn.
What? I'm going to end it off here. I'm going to go take a piss and get some sleep.
Goodbye.
Peace.